real truth daily. This is Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Daily Truths. I got to talk about this because it's really kind of a pet peeve of mine. But have you ever met somebody that brags about their kids all the time and you just kind of avoid them because you don't want to hear about it? Because you know they're going to brag about this accomplishment and that accomplishment. And you can stand about 2 minutes of it, but that's about it. It never is a good look to brag about our kids, or rarely is it a good look. Now, I've been prone to brag, and we just finished March Madness, isn't that right? And so I filled out a bracket, and in the first 2 days out of our family, there's like eight of us participating, I was in first place. And so I texted my family members who are participating, and I said, in case you haven't noticed it, not to brag, but I'm in first place. And my daughter, Ruth, said, whenever you use the phrase not to brag, it means that bragging is ready to follow. That is so true. Talk about bragging. Oh, my goodness. This is one of the craziest statements in all of Scripture that I'm going to be reading to you today. Zebedee's mother, or Zebedee's wife, James and John's mother, comes to Jesus, and she has this unbelievable request. Now, think about it. She thought a lot of her sons. I mean, you know, they're in the inner circle. Peter, James, and John, two of the three most beloved disciples, you know? And so she thought, man, they're pretty great. They're pretty respected. Look at how Jesus feels about them. I mean, I'm pretty proud of them. And so I've got a request that I want to make to Jesus. So we pick it up in verse 20. Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee came up to him with her sons. Boys, come over here. I don't know if they had any idea what she was going to ask. Hey, boys, come over here. I want to ask the master something with your presence, too. Kneeling before him, she asked him for something. And he said to her, what do you want? Can't you imagine Jesus just saying, what do you want? I'm here to listen. Okay, what do you want? She said to him, say that these two sons of mine are to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left in your kingdom. My sons are great. They're greater than all the other disciples, even Peter. I mean, I have a vision for them. You're the Son of God and Savior of the world. You're going to sit on a throne most high. And when you come back, they should sit on a throne with you. I mean, they're awesome. I love my sons. I want the best for them. They're great. Hey, everybody, come here and see how great my kids are. I'm sorry, I'm going off on this. But here's the application, folks. Point number one, it's rarely, if ever, a good look to brag about your kids. Okay, it just doesn't look good because you're elevating your kids above other people's kids. And, you know, they're fallible and error prone. How come we never talk about our kids' mistakes very often? Because we want people to think the best of them and in the process, the best of us. And so when you're around somebody who brags about their kids all the time, is that a good look that you have upon them? Probably not. So it's never a good look, or rarely a good look, to brag about your kids. Number two, any good that they accomplish is Christ in them. It's not just them. It's Jesus in them. It's the Spirit empowering them. So any good they accomplish academically or athletically or character-wise, it's Christ in them. So give him the glory. Number three, let them determine their own vision. So many times we as parents say, I think you ought to be this, or I think you ought to do that, or I think you ought to follow in my footsteps. Boy, I've been guilty of that too. We all are, right? But let their vision be their own vision, not your vision for them. And finally, number four, if you're going to brag about anything, brag about the accomplishments of God in your life, especially the cross and empty tomb. St. Paul said that. If anybody's going to boast, let him boast in the Lord. There you go. Those four points, I hope you can remember and you can live by. And by the way, let me brag about my five kids to you. No, they realize they're fallible, error-prone, sinful people in need of God's grace. And any good they accomplish is because of Jesus. And that is today's Daily Truth. Have a great day in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you for tuning in to Daily Truths with Dave Allman. Pastor Dave Allman is the pastor of Mount Hope Church in Boulder, Colorado. If this ministry is blessing you, please consider supporting us by sharing this channel with a friend. You can also like, comment, subscribe, or leave a review. This helps us tremendously. Come back tomorrow for your next Daily Truth.